You're listening to How to Heal Yourself and Your Business Made Easy with David Scotland. For more information, go to davidscotland.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the David Scotland podcast. So I started a new Instagram to get ready for the online course that I'm going to be releasing soon. And the Instagram is Heal and Stay Healed. So you go to instagram.com/healandstayhealed. And I just want to read you the first two posts because I hope you'll follow this, because this is where I'm going to launch all of my curricula for the course that I'm going to be launching soon on how to heal and stay healed from clinical depression, chronic infections like colds, flu, allergies, and a bunch of other things. And I'll get into that later on that Instagram profile, but also in these podcasts, so you'll know what's coming up. So the first post says, and I truly believe this, healing isn't the path of the coward. It is the path of the warrior, conquering one wound after another, no matter what the battle is. The warrior's journey of healing leads to the victory of one day being healed. And then the very next post is my schedule for today, thinking if anyone wants to know, well, what do you do? What's a typical day for you if you're so healthy and happy and wealthy and wise living your life? Well, what do you do? So I posted that. So my schedule today, wake up at 5 a.m., coffee time and what I call mindset time between 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., work out at the gym between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m., and then I work and create from 9 a.m. to noon. Then I have lunch at noon to 12:30. Then I do cardio at home on my treadmill from 12:30 to 1 p.m. And then I have more work and create time from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Then I have another planning and mindset time between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then I sleep around, you know, going to bed at 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. and then do it all over again. So now you'll notice there's only one meal in there. Isn't that interesting? I go over in the course that I'm working on exactly what it is that I do for the food thing on foods to avoid, foods to enjoy. And so that's going to be available in the course too. But yeah, so what I learned is that when you eat once and then you do intermittent fasting, not only do you lose belly fat, but it also strengthens your immune system. And because I also do workout and cardio, then did you know that your muscles are organs? They're some of the most important organs in your body. Your muscles are organs, and you have to keep them healthy too. And they don't get healthy by not moving them and not doing strength training and fitness training. And our bodies were designed to move. They were not designed to be bedridden and not move and sit on the couch, get fat, eat bad food, watch bad TV, play bad video games, hang out with people who are a bad influence on you and all that unhealthy stuff. It's, if you want to have a life like other people have, like I have and a whole bunch, I'm not the only one, then you have to follow certain recipes, certain plans, certain methods, certain ways of being and doing so that you can have that. No one is preventing you from having that except you and the choices you make, because you're the one living in your life. No one else is living it. No one in the government is living your life. I'm not living your life. I cannot make your choices for you. That's up to you. So this is a super short podcast today because I just wanted to let you know about the new Instagram account, Heal and Stay Healed. And you can see the first two posts and hopefully follow me and get some great tips on health and wellness, motivation and productivity. And then I'll be going over my courses and workshops when those are ready to launch. So that's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the David Scotland podcast. Follow David on Instagram.com/DavidJeffreyScotland. Or Instagram.com/healandstayhealed.